We're as far behind as I've ever seen it, and I've talked to a number of other people that say, yeah, they've never seen anything quite like that. You know, from the middle of April to now the middle of June, some acres got planted, but very unusual, you know, just a prolonged instance of too wet to really work in fields.
Now, you're getting to a point now. Number one, they need forage out there, especially the livestock producers. The hay was shaky at best. What are, if we do get the weather to dry out here a little bit and they can get on the fields, what should they do?
I think the immediate priority is going to be a lot of these farms are down to hardly any inventory. So the immediate priority is going to be making a hay crop, some sort of forage crop out of something because they don't have any feed left, you know. So that's going to be the first thing that we're going to do. And then after that, we're going to do we need to plant some things that will turn into forage that are going to get us till this time next year, you know. And so corn is still one of our best choices as far as reliable tonnage. So I think we're going to see a lot of corn still go in the ground, even though it's past where we can expect to reliably get good high moisture corn or corn for grain. A lot of us need silage, and so corn and then other alternative crops, some sorghum sedans are going to need quite a bit of heat, and so far this year has not been acting like one that's going to do that. So there's some annual forages, millets and things like that that take heat. If we would put in something like peas and oats at this point, they may go well, but normally by this time of year we get more heat than those crops would do well. I think moving into August, we can do a lot of late summer seeding of alfalfa, which besides its wetness, we had the winter kill, and so we're short on hay acres. So I think we'll see a lot of alfalfa planted in August. And then if we're having more immediate need, we could do, starting in August again, we can do things like oats again and harvest them in October and help us through the winter.
You are seeing guys out there who are sitting on, you know, seed corn that is a longer maturing variety. Should they still plant that or can they exchange it? I mean, a lot of that younger stuff, shorter stuff isn't available.
Yeah, I think they're going to find problems with finding exchange. Actually, Joel Lauer at UW-Madison had some interesting things on corn for silage. When does the nutrient, it's not just a linear accumulation from the day of planting until the day of harvest, of forage quality and forage tonnage in the corn crop. And so if you're not going to get to grain, which is the normal optimum time, the second time is probably just at the end of vegetative, just when tassels come, you know. And normally we don't like that product because we're going to need frost to get it to dry down or something like that. But some of these longer maturities, if we put them in the ground now, may still optimize more quality and tonnage if we're giving up on the grain in the corn crop than something that's very short that's not even available anyhow. So I think they're going to plant these longer maturities because they have them.
There'll be tall stalks out there.
Yes. And we're going to be buying things like corn to supplement them and hope the rest of the country can produce corn economically that we can afford to buy it, yes.
What about the hay stands out there? I mean, there are guys that at the beginning of the season were looking at it saying, well, I've got to tear this up, and now it's like it's the best thing I've got going. At what point do you make that decision to pull it out?
Well, I think some of these now at this point will definitely get harvested, you know, yeah. And then it's hard to talk over the radio, but it would be an assessment just how bad are they, you know, and if they're pretty bad, you probably might still be ahead to tear them up, you know, if they're not, if you've done a good job of weed control, you didn't put another grass in there and it's just alfalfa and the alfalfa population isn't what it needs to be, you probably should still tear that up and put something else in. It's kind of a case-by-case scenario, though. But yeah, I mean, besides the prolonged wet and the drought, we had, in the state, it's been called the worst in 20 years, and it depends on your neighborhood. Some people had very little. Some people complete, you know, so.
And you're seeing that in corn planting right now, too, don't you? You see some areas that are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you feel bad if you go down to Madison and they got corn growing there, and we're sitting here in northern and central Wisconsin. It's all in the bag yet. So there's some areas that have pretty good progress with spring planting.
Obviously, when it's this wet, you also have trouble with nitrogen and that corn coming up yellow. Is there really anything you can do to address that?
Well, at this point, the fields are pretty marginal as far as going into mechanically doing something like that. But yeah, I mean, we can side dress if we've lost nitrogen to leaching or from soil having no oxygen in it. Either case, on a heavy or light soil, we may have lost nitrogen. We can come in and side dress and get some anhydrous or some other product on there to supplement that. We probably should, because we're still going to want the crops that are in the ground potentially are going to make grain yet, so we want them to do well. But we probably have to wait until the soil conditions are adequate. And really, as small as most of this corn is, they'll still be very responsive when that time comes.
Still could get some pretty good degree days out of this.
Well, we're hoping. the odds. What are the odds that we would have the weather that we've had are very improbable. So now people are like, well, what are the odds of this continuing? Well, I have to say, I think they're still very improbable, but
but not impossible.
Not impossible, as we've seen, yes.